sat down, called the 12, and said to
them, "Trash." The disciples were having some trash talk. Doesn't tell what the trash talk exactly was, but it was about which one of them was the greatest. And then Jesus showed them a couple of things about greatness. How many of you are willing to admit that you watched the television program South Park? Come on. There's more. Isn't there a few more? Come on. There. I've seen it many times. As a matter of fact, I record it every week when there are new episodes. I've laughed out loud. Really, laughed out loud. I can't bring myself to LOL or ROFL or... I won't say the other ones because, you know, they have profanity in them. On more than a few occasions, you know, I find the show South Park offensive, thought-provoking, insensitive, and really hilarious. I don't recommend that you watch it if you don't like to watch things that will offend, because it does. It's an equal opportunity offender. I'm going to go back now to the second season. So many seasons ago, a carnival came to South Park, which is in Colorado. And one of the rides at the carnival was a line. Remember this episode? Anyone? No? You don't? I guess it's too long ago. It simulated the experience of standing in a line. People waited in line until they were at the front of the line, then the experience was over, and it was called a line. See, my memory of this episode from so many years back has been the inspiration of much fun that I have had, maybe not people around me so much, but at amusement parks, when I'm at Six Flags or something like that, and we'll get to a certain point, and I'll say, well, this is the line, and if we're further back, this is the line, and so on, and so on, and I get groans from my family, although when my kids were younger, they used to play along, and now they give the groans, and I still tell the joke. I'm pretty sure my family's tired of the joke now. Cassie, would you say you're tired of the line joke? Should I remove that from the amusement park vocabulary? No? It's okay for me to keep it? Okay. I don't think anyone really wants to be at the end of a line. We usually want to get up in front. And we may pretend to be patient. And some of us are really patient, but we really want to get to the front of the line. We want to get the most ahead. And Jesus didn't have much patience for this kind of subject matter, for this getting to the front. He told the disciples that if they wanted to be first in line, they had to be last in line. They had to give up any notion of status and start serving others. And Jesus further got his point across by talking about children. People of no status, no importance, no greatness at all. And he said these words, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Really powerful words from Jesus. He talked about what was regarded as most insignificant, as valuable as trash, as one whose welcome is as significant as welcoming God. When you welcome this insignificant person, anything like that. I love how Jesus calls all of us to treat others with love and acceptance, regardless of what artificial status or greatness we give them, or artificial lack of status or lack of greatness we give them too. Jesus calls us to love everyone, no exceptions. And welcoming those whom God calls precious includes children, all children, those who are old, those who are young, disabled people, the sick, corporate executives, those who are illiterate, unemployed, undocumented immigrants, prisoners, the homeless, people with mental illnesses or brain disorders, those with no health insurance, single parents, gays, lesbians, bisexuals, transgendered people, intersexed people, panhandlers, minorities, presidential candidates, the deaf, the blind, people with autism, people with facial deformities, supermodels, overweight people, prostitutes, carnies, goth kids, and everyone else. But let me take it a step farther than that. Because welcome is one thing. When someone comes in the door, we welcome. That's what hospitality starts with. You know, someone comes in, you say, "I am so glad you're here." During coffee hour, we make an effort to be sure everyone experiences extraordinary hospitality. And all who come here should experience welcome and hospitality in every area of church life. If we're not expressing welcome and hospitality to all who come through the doors, then we have to do it better. Pure and simple. But even that is not enough, because welcoming any who come through the doors forgets a little bit of what Jesus did in teaching the disciples about welcome. It says he took a little child and put it among them. So here he is talking with the disciples. Let's say Jesus is here, the disciples are all around, and he takes a little child and puts it right in the middle among them. That was more than a welcome. That was an invitation to come into the circle. Children weren't welcome in the circle of adults. And Jesus invited the child in. "You're part of this," is what he was saying. And he was telling the disciples, "This child is part of this together." See, the circle can't be a closed one. It needs to include all whom God calls precious. Everyone. And of course, I've said it, but I'm going to remind you again. Everyone includes children, those who are old, young, disabled, the sick, corporate executives, illiterate, unemployed, undocumented immigrants, prisoners, homeless, mental illnesses or brain disorders, no health insurance, single parents, GLBT people, intersexed people, panhandlers, minorities, presidential candidates, the deaf, blind, people with autism, facial deformities, supermodels, overweight people, prostitutes, carnies, goth kids, and everyone else. So, welcome. Engage. Appreciate. Respect. Honor, value, and invite. Don't be afraid to ask. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your call to us to be a people not only of extraordinary welcome, but extraordinary inclusion, to be a people who attend to one another and have a circle that is not closed, but a circle where all of God's children are welcome. Thank you, God. Help us to invite others to be a part of this extraordinary, unconditional love that you offer. In Jesus' name, amen.